As we take our Bibles, I will go to the book of John chapter
9.
Gospel according to St. John. Chapter
9.
Look at this. Undying words of Jesus. John 9:4. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh. The night cometh. When no man can walk. I must walk the works of him that sent me. While it is day. The night cometh. The night cometh. When no man can walk.
I
speak to you, unto you briefly. Unto what I call the night cometh. The night cometh. In Ephesians. Chapter 5, verse 15 to 16. Ephesians 5, 15 to 16. It's good to look at that passage before God. See then that ye walk circumspectly. You walk circumspectly.
Yes,
that's circumspectly is a big word for being careful, being cautious, and being guarded. See then that you walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. Look at verse 16. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. To redeem the time is to use your little opportunity here on earth as much as possible. That your time is a special commodity God has given to you. Your years on earth here is a probationary period to prove to the Lord that you are ready for the next world. It's a blessed opportunity for you to prove that you love the Lord. When the time has come for you to pursue your destiny, when the time has come for you to get into God's assignment for your life, when the time has come for you to begin to pursue the reason for which you were born, when the time has come for you to move into the realm that God wants you to move into, when the time has come for you to pursue your divine agenda, but you did not take it seriously. You refuse to utilize all the opportunities you have. Let it be known to you that time is nobody's friend. The time is going. the poem that taught us in primary school.
Ori orori tun oko wa ni ile epo alako bebe wa.
Tick says the clock.
Akoko ndun
tick tick.
Ondun konko.
What you have to do?
Onto oni se.
Do quick.
Se kia kia.
The clock is not a friend or enemy of anybody.
Ago ki enikan ndore be ni ki si o se enikan.
He's just gone on his own.
Onko nja ti re se ni.
5 p.m. today is gone now. Gone forever. Even if you turn your own clock back to 5 o'clock, other clocks are not ready 5 o'clock. When the time has come for your divine assignment, and God has given you opportunity for it, and you do not take it serious, know that time is going. And very soon that time may expire. And therefore you are not able to fulfill it again. Maybe suddenly now woke up. And you discover that you had wasted your time. You now want to rush back and be doing the things you ought to have done 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. That time you ought to do it. The people prepared by God to prepare you then, they must have moved ahead. They can't train you again. You can't have the opportunity again. Even any work they try to do for you that time is expired work. It's gone.
Yes, Lord.
Any goal you score after they have blown the final whistle in a football match,
it's
a wasted effort. Know that time is good. It's not a friend of anyone here. And this is a very, very serious situation. Very serious matter. I remember when the mountain of fire started. I was telling some of our pastors, be serious. Be serious now. Be serious now. That time the general of Assyria will gather a few of them and be teaching. Sometimes we teach for 14 hours non-stop. Take this serious. Some did, some did not. Those who did not take it serious, many of them are back now. But the general of Assad, I used to sit down at a round table talk and talk to them for 14 hours, is no longer available to do so. He had moved on. And even if I try to do it now, it will be expired work. A work you are supposed to have overgrown. I must work the works of him that's there. While it is there, the night cometh when no man can walk. Sometimes night comes to a person because the person is now no longer as free as he used to be. The night has come. Sometimes that comes on somebody because he's no longer active like he used to be active. You discover that the drive fast you used to do in those days, you couldn't do it again. That time is gone. Sometimes the night comes in form of a marriage. You were not married that time. God was saying, be serious, be serious, be serious. You are not serious then. You have married a man who is opposing Christian activities, who say, if I see you in church, I kill you. Night has come. Sometimes the night comes in form of old age. But to every man, that night will come when you can do no work. You must work the works now. Sometimes the night comes because of sickness, which prevents the person from now doing what you could do before. Sometimes the person will be strong before, found that he's no longer as strong as he used to be. We've seen people who used to do dry fast before, now they dry it and they fainted. Sometimes the night comes because the school God put you to preach the gospel. God sent you to the university so that you can preach the gospel and convert lives. But all your time there, you spent it clubbing away, partying away, following strange people. Now you have left that campus where you are supposed to minister. You are out of it. Night has come. Sometimes night comes from the person because he's forced to migrate from his place of assignment. Migration from country to country is not sometimes due to economy, it may be war. Many people are about to migrate to some other places. They place you maybe in a corner in Nigeria here. They give you opportunity to minister. Opportunity to impact lives. Something happens. You migrated to a country where you now have to start learning the language. The night has come. Night has come. The night can come sometimes due to persecution. There is freedom to preach the gospel now. The opportunity may close. The night may come as a result of imprisonment. And don't deceive yourself that all those who are in prison are offenders. There are people who are there who did nothing. People just put them in trouble. The night comes when a person is dead. Death. Finish. Death is a contract that man has signed and there is no escape. Many people hate death, but there is something they can do about it. Nobody, no matter how high, how low you are, you can't overcome it. Once that comes, everything comes to a standstill. Death is the final and inevitable exit for all of us from the world we are in today. Meaning that the night is coming upon every man who is born to this earth. This is a serious situation. They may sing after the person's coffin that he has gone to heaven. He's gone to heaven. Lelo Lord, that's no. He's gone straight to hellfire. Because he did not fulfill his purpose. His coming here was the coming of a sugar daddy who wasted life and who is now going to be wasted in hellfire instead. And like I said to those of you who were here on Sunday, if nobody is learning anything good from you, then you have come to waste your time on earth. And this is a serious situation. The night comes when the day of opportunity has passed. I must walk the works of him that sent me. Why is it day? The night cometh. The night cometh. The night cometh. When no man can work. Some of the best gifts that God gives to man. Let me say it another way. God's best gift to us. It's not in things.
His
best gift to us is opportunities. Opportunity. What blind Bartimaeus had that day was an opportunity. And they grabbed it. What the woman with the issue of blood had was an opportunity. And they grabbed it. My heart goes out tonight to thousands of MFM members and thousands of our pastors who don't know where they are. They do not realize that God bringing them to Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry is an opportunity. Listen and listen to me well. God does not use a person who has had a chance and will not take it. Give the opportunity. You disgrace the opportunity. You squandered it. You wasted it. When you dismiss an opportunity, you miss success. That's why successful are always children of opportunities. Opportunities. Sometimes what we call adversity, God calls it opportunities. Small opportunities are often the beginning of great achievements. Many of what we call obstacles are opportunities in disguise. But the mystery of opportunity is this. Great opportunities come to those who make most of the small ones they get. This is a serious matter. Once the opportunity is gone, that is it. The night has come. And if you read your Bible well, there are plenty and plenty of men and women in the Bible who wasted opportunities. They never recovered it. They never recovered it. Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eva.
They had the opportunity to get it. To live forever. Not to be hungry. Not to be doing all kinds of things that is troubling us now. Not to have malaria, sicknesses, hepatitis, HIV. Those things were not in the garden. They were microbes that God gave Adam dominion over. The animals in the Garden of Eden don't kill human beings. They play around. They talk to themselves. Adam and Eve wasted the opportunity. Cain was even advised by God. Say, why are you angry? If you have done something wrong, correct it. He lost the opportunity. Lot moved with Abraham. His movement with Abraham was an opportunity. Abraham was his uncle. Everywhere Abraham went, Abraham erected an altar. So it's easy for you to track down the journey of Abraham in the Bible by looking at the altars that he built. Lot never raised any altar. didn't learn anything from moving with that man. He wasted the opportunity. The men of Sodom and Gomorrah. They saw angels coming out with men. They wasted the opportunity. Esau that was giving birth wasted that opportunity. The sons of Eli who were supposed to be priests. They wasted the opportunity. Saul was supposed to be king and his family kings forever. He wasted the opportunity. Just as Lot never took advantage of his relationship with Abraham, Gehazi did not take the opportunity of being with Elisha. The person they call the prodigal son in the Bible, it was a story of wasted opportunity. So God could put you in a good church with a good pastor who teaches the word of God, who teaches prayers, and you take everything for granted. You waste that opportunity. You need to see where God has positioned you and make the most of it. Over the years, I've watched many young pastors move out of position. Sometimes I ask them, what is wrong in being an assistant pastor? What is wrong in being a branch pastor? What is wrong in being a zona pastor? They waste the opportunity God gave to them. So are you positioned by God's ear? You better sit well in your chair. There are many people standing by to replace you. And I used to tell people, it is better to be the leg of a lion than to be the head of a cockroach. Many have wasted the opportunity. That's what the Bible says, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. You must redeem your time. Because the days we are living, they are evil. The days are so bad. Indeed, the way the world is now, is like all of us are inside a deep freezer. Deep freezer. Deep freezer. That's one way of describing this world. When the deep freezer. If you find yourself in the deep freezer, you will quickly freeze to death in that place. If you sit down. But when you know you are in deep freezer, then you have to start jumping up, stretching your legs, moving about. That is what this world needs. Now, to sit down, you freeze to death. That is only one thing to do if I enter that freezer. You keep walking, you keep moving, you keep jumping. Until somebody gets you out of the freezer. We have been left in a huge freezer. This world. And we must do everything to remain alive. Unfortunately, some are settling down to relax. In this dangerous, freezing, worldly environment. Surely, beloved, the days are evil. You must redeem the time. You must redeem the time. Because it is the will of God that you do so. If you don't do so, you'll get into trouble. You must redeem the time.
Lati ra igba pada.
Because that's the very the wisest thing to do in this world
now.
You must redeem the time. Because the Bible says, man that is born of a woman is of few days. Our days here are few. Therefore, you must redeem the time. You cannot waste your time. You must redeem the time. Because your life here is like a fixed contract. There is an appointed time to men on earth. Time is fixed for each person. Some have 30 years, some have 40 years, some have 50 years, some have 60 years. Every day you spend gets you closer to that date when the contract of that life will be over for
you.
So indeed, life here is short. You must start redeeming your time. You redeem the time by making most of the opportunities God has given to you. Redeeming the time. You redeem the time by waiting on the Lord more.
You
redeem the time by ministering to people more, by witnessing more. You redeem the time by praying as much as you can pray. You redeem the time by fighting and winning as many battles as possible. You redeem your time by preaching and getting souls saved as much as possible. Redeem your time by praying more and more and more and more. You read the time by sharing tracts to people and evangelizing people. You
read
the time by attending as many prayer meetings, as many Bible studies as possible. You read the time by making sure that your quiet time is stable. You read the time by working for as many hours as possible for the Lord. So this is the time you should give as much offering as you can while you are here. You redeem your time by supporting as many things God is doing as possible, God's projects. You redeem your time by helping the poor as much as you can help. You redeem the time by praising God for as much as you can praise God. You redeem your time by volunteering your skills to help the master in any area you can. You redeem the time by overcoming as many temptations as possible that will face you. Redeeming the time. For the days are evil. I'll go right back to where I started. When the time has come for you to pursue your heavenly assignment, the time set has come for you to begin to fulfill your divine mandate. The time has come for you to plug your life into God's socket for your destiny. And you do not take it seriously. You are not grabbing that opportunity.
You
know for sure that time will not wait for you. And it may expire. And the night will have arrived. When now you cannot do anything. It's a tragedy for a man to get to heaven, a woman to get to heaven, and you are crying bitterly, although you are supposed to be happy. crying bitterly. When you see what you should do, you did not do. When you see the great opportunities God has given to you, and you have wasted it. God sent you as a secretary. A lady secretary to that office. Because he wants you to be a light to combat the managing director. But how can you combat him now when you are sleeping with him? So you were given that opportunity. And you wasted it. Let's rise to our feet. And all eyes closed. In case you are here tonight, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, I want to give you the opportunity to do so now. By raising up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name we pray. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Let's find a way to the altar here so we can pray more with you. All eyes closed. There are prayers and there are prayers. These are prayers that has direct bearing to a man's destiny. And I want you to pray it very well. Can you say this loud and clear? Agenda of darkness. To make me waste my opportunities. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Agenda of darkness to make me waste my opportunities. Scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.